Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I was raised by two
slaves. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. F. Stone's bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Sarah Heiner, President and CEO of Bottom Line Publications, bottomlineinc.com. Did I say it right, Sarah?
Bottomlineinc.com is perfect.
There you go. So check it out, folks. That's the twice-monthly publication that's 30 minutes of toward getting smart, as Sarah says. Sarah, we got this pandemic going on, perhaps you've heard, and there's all this social distancing, I haven't had a problem with social distancing, Sarah, because people have been distancing from me my whole life, so it hasn't really been a problem for me. But there's the mask thing, there's all this other stuff. When you think about all this, you're kind of a contrarian like me. What are your thoughts about all this?
Well, here's my problem, and you can see the stats going on right now. The harder they're locking down,
yeah,
it's not working. Mm-hmm. Right? Germ, which sounds weird, but like there's ways that people contract disease, and yes, if you sneeze in someone's face, you get sick and all that sort of stuff. So there's no question social distancing helps. Masks help. Washing your hands help. I would never tell people not to do that stuff. But the thing that's driving me batty is that we're not realizing the power that we have,
mm-hmm,
to prevent getting sick, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not sick, then you're not contagious.
Right.
If I don't get COVID, if my immune system is strong enough, then I can't get you sick. And nobody, not the doctors, not the media, are talking about this.
Right.
And one of the simplest things that we could do, I mean, there's reduce your stress and sleep well and eat well and all that. Here's the easiest thing. This is the most frightening statistic. Vitamin D level.
Yep.
We get it from the sun, right? Over half the population is vitamin D deficient.
I think you're wrong, Sarah. I think it's 90%. I'm telling you, I know how people live these days.
Right.
We live inside.
Right.
We live inside. But here's the myth. The myth is people think that they get enough from the sun, and they don't.
I don't think they think about it. I think they're oblivious. I think they drink their milk and it's vitamin D fortified.
Right. I did. So, I thought,
right,
look, you're right. I was diagnosed this year, earlier this year, as being deficient in vitamin D, and I was shocked.
Well, but here's the thing. Let me get these stats out because I want to scare the pants off of everyone that's listening. All right? Let me give you stats about the correlation between vitamin D deficiency and COVID. It doesn't mean it causes it, but there's a really strong correlation, and they're in the middle,
mm-hmm,
of doing further studies,
yep,
on it. So vitamin D deficiency, you're over 50% more likely to contract the illness if you're D deficient. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So twice. The people that are in the hospital, 82% of the people in the hospital with COVID are vitamin D deficient. So there's a little bit of a correlation there.
Mm-hmm.
Of the people that are in the hospital with COVID, they're four times more likely to die if they're D deficient than if they're not D deficient. So it sure is, it quacks like a duck, it walks,
yeah,
like a duck. There's a high correlation here between vitamin D and COVID.
This is the most
and I'll tell you one other
prominent,
thing. Let me tell you one other
this
thing.
This is the most prominent vitamin,
right,
research that's come out this year on this, folks.
Right.
Go ahead.
Not only that, people, two of the highest groups that are high risk, obese people and people of color, darker,
yep,
skin.
Mm-hmm.
People of color and obese people, also very high incidence of D deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
Easiest thing you can do, check your D levels and supplement. Take some,
yep,
vitamin D. It's safe. You don't want to take too much. I never tell people, I don't want to give dosing on air.
When I was deficient, my doctor put me on 5,000 ICs or what IUs or whatever the demand is.
IUs.
5,000 of those for a while, and now I take 1,000 a day, 1,000 IUs a day,
yep,
and once a week I take a 5,000 But also, yep. Don't forget the zinc. You've reminded us about zinc.
Zinc also. Zinc is highly correlated. Zinc is protective against viruses, and in particular the coronavirus.
Yep.
So talk to your doctors about the zinc.
All vitamins, too.
I think vitamin B, the B vitamins
are good, too. I mean, there's a reason why you're supposed to have these vitamins, folks.
Yes, it's true. But talk to your doctor. Also, go outside. It doesn't take a lot. Go outside 20 minutes. Even in the winter, just go outside, close your eyes, you know, get the sun. Like, your eyes have a lot of D receptors.
You got to get skin to sun, though, Sarah.
But I want to stick
one thing in here, though, before we wrap up. This is something I've been doing for 15 years. I use a sinus rinse every day of my life. Sometimes twice a day. I use Neomed sinus rinse. I use the squeeze bottle. I don't use the neti pot. That's for sissies. But I'm telling you, if I'm convinced that one of the reasons why I've been healthy this year is because of what you've been telling us, the vitamin D, and because I rinse my sinuses every single day.
Yeah. Which
and
is
doctors don't prescribe that.
They do not. And
have you heard one person on television?
Responsibility.
Have you heard one expert on television talk about sinus rinse? Not one.
No one talks about sinus rinse. No one talks about vitamin D. And let me just cycle this back. Well, again, everybody's locking down. These poor people are losing their businesses. If you want, and everybody's talking about social responsibility. Well, it's social responsibility to stay home. It's social responsibility to keep yourself healthy.
That's right.
Right. The healthier we are, as I said, the healthier you are, you can't contract it. You can't give it to grandma.
Go to the grocery store.
D3.
And buy the 1,000 IU on the it's good for men and women on the vitamin D, and get the Neomed, the man's name, Neomed, with the squeeze bottle, and use it every day. Follow Sarah's advice and you'll help yourself.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.